84 degrees and wet outside in Nashville. Good afternoon, I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. The data center company DC Blocks may be planning a bigger facility near the Nashville Zoo than initially revealed. Or it may end up being a smaller facility. WPLN's Caroline Eggers explains.
Data centers can raise electricity costs for everyone. Here's how it would happen in Nashville. If a data center says they need 100 megawatts of power, NES studies the request and plans for new infrastructure if needed. Then, the Tennessee Valley Authority adds to their demand forecast, which informs how many power plants or solar farms TVA adds to the grid. Maggie Schober of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy says the system works financially when data centers come online at the capacity they planned for and if they remain online over time. Then,
they will pay their way.
But that's not true when things don't go to plan. Maybe a project gets downsized or even canceled. Maybe the facility is abandoned after some years. And side note, the physical chips that run AI only last a few years. Schober says there's uncertainty.
I don't think anybody following like the AI or any of this is going to say, yeah, AI in 2049 is going to look a lot like it does in 2029. Like, it's going to be vastly different.
So back to DC Blocks. The company says it originally planned to scale up to 100 megawatts, and now it's 50. This project is probably young enough that utilities can adjust. But this case seems to mirror what experts say is a larger issue of limited transparency and a lack of policy to hold data centers financially accountable. Plus, Schober says,
it's not just the data centers, it's also what the utilities decide to do in reaction to the data centers.
Schober says building more solar and battery systems would give TVA flexibility. Solar farms are modular and can scale up alongside demand. But so far, TVA is betting on large, centralized fossil fuel plants. The utility is building more highly polluting gas plants and keeping coal plants online longer in response to planned data centers. And if that demand ultimately doesn't match up, those large power plants will further drive up people's monthly bills. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
A chance of storms tonight and then cloudy skies, lows in the mid-70s.